and a hidey-ho. What's next from the vault? More horror? More inexplicable fear and fright? Well, imagine you've been driving for 2 hours through a blinding downpour. At times, you can hardly see the road ahead. Headlights don't help. They only reflect back from the sheets of driving rain, giving the eerie effect that you're following a solid wall of water. This is one of my favorite stories. I call it The Strange Couple.
You promised you would change the password on Melvin's video game account.
Audrey, can we talk about this later? It's been 2 hours driving through this thing. I want to focus on the road.
Okay. I'm sorry. Be careful, honey. Call me when you get to the hotel.
I don't know when that will be. I can barely make out the road. I really gotta go.
Okay. Call me or text me when you can.
I will. Get some rest and kiss the kids for me. At what time's your follow-up appointment again?
Monday, 3:15.
I'll be back by then.
Good night. I love you.
Love you too. I can't see a damn thing.
But he won't stop. He'll barely slow down. Those must be some important clients he has a meeting with in the morning. Risking his life in a storm like this just to sell software. It does not compute. Such a loving husband, though. Wouldn't you agree?
Hello, you.
Baby, where are you?
On my way. But I gotta go slow. This rain's ridiculous.
How far out are you?
Well, there's nobody else on the road. The GPS says I'm an hour away at regular speed, but it's going to be at least 2 hours before I get there. Heck, I'm not even sure I'm going the right way at this point.
Oh, boo. Well, you're just going to have to stay an extra night.
What do I tell Audrey?
Tell her they insisted you meet with the VP of finance before they closed the deal.
I'll think about it. She might actually buy that. You want to order in some... What the...
Martin?
Yeah, hold on. There's something up ahead.
Don't stop. It might be a zombie.
It's a state trooper.
Well, that's how they try to trick people.
Oh... What's the problem, officer?
Sorry, the bridge is washed out. You'll have to turn around.
Why did somebody close the road farther back before I drove all this way?
Can't say, mister. Farther back is in my jurisdiction. That's the Department of Transportation's job, and they're on the other side of the bridge telling those people to turn around.
Is there another way through?
There's a dirt road. It'll be on the left a quarter mile back. It doesn't generally flood, but it's pretty bad. About 6 miles long, then it crosses the river on an old one-lane bridge. By that point...
Okay, thanks. I'll figure it out on the GPS. This is probably a bad idea. Why don't you get some sleep? I'll call your room when I check in.
You sure? I can hang on the phone with you. You sound tired.
I'm exhausted. I appreciate your... Well, I'm amazed that didn't happen sooner. Uh-oh. That cop's gonna have a big laugh when I call him to ask for a tow. Damn it! You know, it's fine. I'll go to sleep and...
So, Martin has to sleep in the car. and with a warm bed waiting for him at home and at his destination. But right before he dozes off, a light shines through the blackness of darkest night.
What the?
Maybe it's a house, he thinks. Maybe it's help.
Maybe they have a goddamn landline and I can get a tow truck out here. I could still salvage my meeting. I hope someone's here. What the? The light's not on anymore.
The house is old and run down. The shutters clattering against the windows. There's something foreboding. Something creepy about it. My kind of place.
Hello?
Here.
But the storm, my car.
No one cares. You're not wanted here. It's dangerous. Go away.
I can't. I'm stuck. My phone doesn't work out here.
Please, Hepzibah, let the gentleman in.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
Let him come in. I wouldn't turn away a dog on a night like this.
Thank you, sir. I'm stuck on your road. I was wondering if you could put me up.
Go! While there's still time!
Please, take off your jacket. Hang it here. And you mustn't mind my wife. She's not well.
Oh, I see.
Yes, I'm sorry to say. That's why we live out here in the middle of nowhere. I can keep my eye on her, take care of her, keep her out of trouble.
Of course, I understand. My wife isn't well either. Listen, I hate to ask, but... do you?
Something to eat? That's my duty as host. Wait here. Take off your wet shoes. I'll go down into the wine cellar and bring up a bottle of my best vintage.
I was actually...
He's downstairs. Now is your chance. You must go. He won't follow you outside. Please, I beg of you. You are in great danger here. My husband is inhuman.
Inhuman?
My husband, he is a vampire. That is why you must leave, trust me. The bottle he's getting, it's almost empty. It's not wine. It's blood. You'll see.
Excuse me?
It's too late.
Here we are. You'll join me. It'll warm you right up.
I'd rather not.
Was it something she said?
Something.
Why must you say these things about me? Stop talking and go to your room. Now, go.
Please, Fedor. He seems like such a nice young man. He has a sick wife at home.
She's in remission.
I said go! Upstairs, my little Hepzibah. It really is amazing. Anyway, I see that I must tell you about my wife. She's always been my delight. But now, she is insane. Hopelessly insane. With an affliction worse than any fiend could imagine. My wife is a ghoul.
I'm sorry. What?
We had a dog. One day, it died. I took it out back and buried it beside the garden. That very night, I was awakened by the sound of a shovel in the soft earth. I looked out my window. It was my wife.
Why are you telling me this?
I want you to know the truth. She was digging up the dog's grave. I went down and outside immediately. She was gone when I got to the garden, but the dog's corpse was still there, partially devoured.
Oh, I think I'm going to be sick.
And you want none of this?
Thank you. No, just a little water.
Suit yourself.
Oh, water?
Thank you.
He killed the dog. He drained its blood. But animal blood is not enough to curb his appetite.
Hey, maybe I should just go.
Oh!
What the hell was that? My car!
You shouldn't have parked so close to that tree.
Oh.
It's too late. I warned you.
It appears you're staying. Sorry about your car. I have the key to your closet. It backs onto another closet in our son's bedroom. Lock it, or she will try to sneak into your room that way.
Okay. I didn't know anyone else was here.
Our son lives here as well. He works nights. Come, I'll show you to your room. I hope you find it accommodating.
I'm just looking forward to putting this day behind me.
Excellent. Don't forget to lock the closet door.
What the hell's going on? Lock the closet door. Okay, I'll lock the closet door. I better text Debbie, tell her she's sleeping alone tonight. No bars. Crap. Nobody knows where I am. Okay, I'll barricade myself in. Bureau against this door and the bed against the closet door with me on it. That little hag won't be able to push it open. Man, this has got to be a sick joke. And Debbie said to be aware of zombies. I must have been dreaming. Oh, I was dreaming. Holy crap. Oh. I hate the idea of being without you. Look what you're missing. I can't believe I'm sleeping in my car with her waiting for me at the hotel.
But right before he dozes off, a light shines through the blackness of darkest night. Maybe it's a house, he thinks. Maybe it's help.
Maybe they have a goddamn landline, and I can get a tow truck out here. I could still salvage my meeting.
This is all too strangely familiar.
You think?
Hello?
Go away, young man. I told you already, go away before it's too late.
What? No. It couldn't be.
Let the gentleman come in. I wouldn't turn away a dog on a night like this. Come on in. Come in.
Okay, yeah, the main bridge, it's washed out, and the state trooper said I could get across further down the road. But it's flooding, and I can't get through or turn around.
That sounds about right.
You hear that, Fedor? Our boy sent us a treat.
Your boy?
The state trooper. There's no washed out bridge.
What?
We're just hungry.
I told you it was one of my favorite stories. A vampire, a ghoul, rain, thunder, fear, and a man who's got it coming. What's there not to like about the strange couple? Be sure to come back next time when someone in the vault says,
This place is haunted.
Ha 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 ha!